And now Lacey could make good on her threat and turn over false evidence that showed that we had tampered with Scipio in order to get away with murder. As soon as she found out that Ambrose was dead, she'd start hunting us down one by one. Hell, she'd already had access to Zoe and Eric, who were in the condensation room with her at this very moment, trying to track down whoever had killed those men and taken Tien. "You should have called Quest to warn them," an angry voice hissed inside of me. Another failure. I dragged my gaze over to Leo, who was marching next to me, also cuffed. It was hard looking at him without my heart aching, but that was understandable, considering he was actually an AI that had been implanted into the body of my boyfriend, Gray. Gray had been injured during our fight with Devon, his net overloaded by an electronic charge, his cerebral cortex burnt. The damage had been catastrophic. Gray had been unmoved by my hoarse cries for him to come back to me. But Leo had bravely downloaded himself into a specialized net developed by Lionel Scipio, the founder of the tower, and Leo's creator. The net had special healing properties, and Leo had been confident that he could use it to repair the damage to Gray's brain. Now, I'd never know. After we'd rushed back to the Citadel to find Maddox badly beaten and Ambrose dead, we'd been arrested by Lieutenant Zale, Devon Alexander's second in command. He'd never even given us a chance to explain, but had taken one look and ordered our arrest. Now he was marching us through the halls, no doubt leading us to the cells buried in the bottom of the Citadel. My skin crawled just thinking of that level. The long hall full of viewing chambers that contained tables with sharp objects and tools jutting out of them. And the rooms the hall led to, which were bisected by a glass pane, so knights could watch as they gassed those they deemed undesirable. They called it expulsion. I called it murder. And it had been learning about those rooms and the murders that started me on my path of turning my back on the tower. Gray had offered a chance of escape and protection, and I had leapt at it. And then everything had fallen apart. And since then, no matter how many different ways I tried to pick up the pieces and keep them together, everything kept breaking. It left me feeling dejected, depressed, and hopeless. And I hated it. I hated the vulnerability it caused in me, and the complete lack of control I was being given over my own life. But at the end of the day, it also filled me with a cold determination, which helped break through some of the hopelessness that had descended on me like a curtain. I couldn't give up. Not now. Remembering all the ways I had failed only served to remind me of how far I had actually come. There was too much at stake for me to give up. I could break down later after I got us out of this. After I figured out how to handle Lacey. After I got Tien back. First, I had to figure out how to get these cuffs off. I looked down at my hands, which were bound together in front of me, just below the hand that was tightly gripping my forearm, the whiteness of it a stark contrast to the crimson uniform I wore. The same one he wore. He was a fellow knight, but that might not mean much. There was every chance that he had been in on the former champion's plans. Before I had publicly acknowledged killing him, on Scipio's orders. Now, the last part wasn't true, but he didn't know that. What I didn't know was how deep Lieutenant Zale's loyalty to Devon ran. Traditionally, the power of the lieutenant was meant to keep the champion's power in check. But Devon had been no ordinary champion. He had been part of a legacy group, one that had been working to bring Scipio down. And I suspected that the lieutenant might have been working with him the entire time, which meant he could still be working with Devon's allies. They knew I had killed Devon, and likely suspected that I was working with another legacy group in opposition to them, given how Lacey and Strum had affected Scipio's memories. That made me a threat, and one that he could now be moving to eliminate, quietly, before anyone could stop him. I needed to do something to get us out of here,